4ZEW Mobile. 4ZEW Mobile. This is Ben, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, calling CQ.
You're getting into the repeater just fine. My name's Tom, in 0TR, November 0 Tango Radio. Back to you, Ben, KO4ZEW in 0TR.
I am on the way to the dentist, get my teeth cleaned, riding on the Southern Connector, and nobody's out here, just seeing if someone's on, want to talk.
And Ben, I had some background noise, and I turned my radio up now. Over.
Near you, I just went under the toll booth on the Southern Connector. You know, they got signals bouncing around everywhere there.
Copy you just fine. I was sitting here taking a picture, getting ready to send it to my friend Chad, and it's for some cheese that he liked awfully well. That come out good, and he just picked up some chickens from our place to transport them up to his house.
Cool. So I'm on the way, I'm the Southern Connector, on the way to a dental cleaning, and I think that might have just been the second time I've ever seen a highway patrol on this road.
About the only time you see them is when you need them, and that's out on I-85 in a crash. There's just not enough of them, that's all there is to it. They are fine gentlemen, and they are very helpful if you need them, I'll tell you. Everybody gripes, but for what they go through every day, if you had to go through it, I don't think you'd like to hear people griping at you.
It's a service job, and it's one of those that's low pay, and it's hard to do. So, hats off to them and firemen. I work in healthcare, so I know several EMTs, and those guys will bust it, and they will tell you some tales of stuff that they see happening on the road.
Yeah, they deserve PTSD benefits, I'll tell you. It's, I can't imagine what they go through. Now, if I was younger, and I had the opportunity, wouldn't it have been nice to be one of those highway patrolmen that ride those nice BMWs around out there? They're equipped with radar and everything else now, but boy, those are sharp-looking officers.
I remember the days when we had the Mustang cops and the Camaro cops, and had to work in a third-shift gas station, and one of the guys, the highway patrol in one of the Camaros pulled in. I talked to him for a while, and he said, that thing will just run like a scalded dog. I don't know why they got away from high-performance vehicles like that, unless they just, you know, got a deal on these high-end Dodge Chargers.
So, I like a little iron out in front of me. We drive a Toyota Avalon, and we got hit by the Flying Nun one time. She ran a stop sign and ran into the side of us. Thank God she wasn't killed. I don't know how. But we was running 55, going north and south, and she was going east and west. And instead of stopping, she hit the foot feed and went right through it into my wife's door. And luckily, we weren't hurt bad. But, Bernice says she don't want to ride in any small cars anymore, and they're just about forcing us to it. I think that Prius is a nice-looking car, but I was always a little leery of it because of the amount of iron around you and the proximity to the front of the car, to the windshield and such. But, you know, they're five-star rated, so I think that says a lot about them. And they get real good mileage. They'd be good enough for us, but I don't know. This is a 2011 Avalon, and we love it. It gets fairly good mileage. My friend Dave, W4DGW, has one that's a hybrid, and it does really well on the highway. I was leery of four cylinders until he gave them a recommendation. They're getting a lot more horsepower out of them now. But I'm not ready to start driving an electric car, Ben.
Well, for the EW. Yeah, I've got a 2018 Mazda CX-V. It's the three row. Got it because I got a little family together here and the girls get big. And it's a turbo four, and I was leery about it until I drove it. And I said, yeah, this thing's no rocket, but it's got a lot more pickup than I expected it to.
We went back to Kansas when my wife's sister was doing real bad a couple of years ago, and she passed away shortly after that. But we flew into Springfield, Missouri, and rented an Infiniti. The only bad thing about it was it didn't have cruise control. I couldn't believe it. But it was a dual turbocharged four-cylinder, and when I was out on I-44, I kicked down on it a couple of times to see what it would do, and it surely wasn't lacking anything, Ben. KO4ZEWN0TR.
Turbo, that's got to be something, but not having cruise control. You just don't hear about that anymore. Sometimes I have to go on the road to consult with what I do with hospital computers. That one time I lucked into an upgrade, and it was a Mustang 5-liter convertible. And I was in Connecticut in October, and it was amazing. I had the top down the whole week, and it's got the line lockers that'll hold the front wheels, and then, you know, you drop it and take off. I was surprised to see that in a production car, and I didn't play with it too much, hint, hint.
It's like these guys with these 2,500-watt amplifiers, and they say, oh, we'd never use that, though. 1,500 is the legal limit. You know what? The good Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot warmer than it is here, Ben. That's like owning a Ferrari and saying, oh, well, I'll never go above the speed limit. I'll let you go, buddy. As they say, they walk among us. You take care. Nice talking to you this morning. KO4ZEW in 0TR, clear.
Hi, Tom. Good speaking to you. I just got clear of the second toll plaza. Said they got RF throwing all over the place in this thing. So, thanks a lot. Maybe catch you around. 33. KO4ZEW, mobile. Listening.